Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Folks, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, News and Financial Survival. And today, because she wasn't with us Wednesday, we're going to have Wendy Wilson join us in a little bit. We're going to give us some news. Actually, a good topic today. A topic is kind of upbeat, which we need on a Friday for sure. But we're glad you're with us now, being that. Melody will be joining us about 20 after, as usual, like she does on Wednesdays. But nonetheless, let's get to the markets and to the metals. Gold, well, metals were today had a down day, but not bad. Gold was down 962 to 1962.39, which is right near $100, only $100 off from being a record again. So gold is still holding its own. Silver is also down 19 cents to 24.60. Platinum is down 20.70 to 964.10. Palladium is down 32.10 to 12.75.30. So metals are down, but gold and silver are holding their own, and I like that. I do. The markets were mixed and not much going on, really. The Dow was down a little 6 points to 35,232. Dow was up a little over 6 points, excuse me. NASDAQ was down 38 to 14,028. S&P was up 2.69 to 45,37. The FTSE is up 0.23% to 7,663. The DAX was down 17.17% to 16,177. Hang Seng was down 0.13% to 18928. Nikkei was down 0.57% to 32304. USDX was up 21 to 10109. Oil was up 1.27 to 7692. 10-year yield was down 0.021 to 3.835%. So nothing huge and drastic in any of the anything here to report, metals or markets, or really price of oil, anything else. It all pretty much stayed the same. Again, this is Financial Survivor. You know that you can call Melody up to ask you a question about metals and get what you got to have to survive what's coming in this country. And we're going to go right now to Wendy Wilson, who has been waiting patiently. Wendy, are you there?
I'm here, Pastor Butch. Good to be with you.
It's good to have you. Sorry, Miss Wendy. We had Greg Hunter on Wednesday. It was a great broadcast. But we thought we'd just get you in the day and do something different on Friday. We're going to do some positive news today, and I want you to share what you got. I think it's very interesting. Okay.
Yes, appreciate it. We're going to talk about your human immune boosting herbs, and they're finding that one in particular is good for your heart. This was an April 2023 journal article in Integrative Practitioner Journal, and they reported that research from Newcastle University in the UK found that an herb called astragalus root can assist with heart patients who have suffered a lot of inflammation. and also improve their immunity at the same time. So the conventional prescribed medications offer a lot of side effects and suppress immunity, so the doctors were very interested in this immune support herb. So the research used the herb. They used they had 90 heart attack patients, and they looked at them for a while. Over the age of 65, they recovered from a heart attack, and they followed them for 12 months, and it was a double-blind randomized control study. Now, however, in the research, the scientists made a patented drug from astragalus root using an isolated compound from it called cycholestragliol, and it's a triterpenoid said to influence your DNA and telomeres. Do you know what telomeres are, Pastor Butch?
No, I don't. Well, what is that?
They're at the end of your DNA strands, your chromosome strands, and they notice that when you're an infant, they're long, but as you age, they shorten until when you die, they're almost non-existent. So they say the telomeres are like, you know, sand through the hourglass kind of thing. So they're interested in this particular herb for that. Yeah, so scientists are calling their new drug TA-65, which is reported to rebuild your telomeres, your DNA structures that help repair your body. Therefore, the full spectrum nutrition of the plant is really not included in this research. The other group of patients received a placebo. So the side effects on the drugs were listed as interferes with immune system, suppresses immune system. So if you're on your regular heart drugs post-heart attack, that's what happens. Also can affect your blood sugar and blood pressure. So doctors are trying to find something better. The benefits the researchers listed for the group that did receive the drug were their drug, the astragalus serum they made, was fewer complications, fewer reports of chest pain and joint pain, increased immune system cells, and fewer side effects. So here's the list of benefits when you use a whole food astragalus, not just an isolated part of it. It has anti-inflammatory action. It has immune support. It helps bone marrow make more immune system cells. So your macrophage cells are part of your immune system, and these are the killer T cells that go out and, you know, protect you from pathogens. Also helps prevent bladder and kidney infection and kidney stones. Helps with arthritis and rheumatic joint pain. Helps with anemia, if you're a bit anemic. Often used by cancer patients after chemotherapy to help restore their immune system. And there's no side effects to astragalus root. Wow. Here's a quote from the study. This is a medical doctor, Loken Spyridophilus. He's a professor of cardiology and cardiovascular genealogy at Newcastle University. He says, while some potent anti-inflammatory drugs have been shown to improve outcomes after heart attacks, they result in suppression of the immune system and increase the risk of severe infection, while our widely available drug, TA-65, does improve immunity. So they're looking at improving immunity, cutting down on infection. Now, John Hopkins Medicine did report that reducing inflammation can reduce the risk of increasing plaques that cause problems for your arteries and trigger blood clots and heart attacks. Here's a quote. This is, again, from Professor M.D. Spyridophilus. He says, reducing inflammation is therefore considered a key treatment target following a heart attack for patients. So they want to reduce inflammation, Pastor Butch. And our study showed our TA-65 drug reduced inflammation up to 62%. So imagine what the whole plant would do for you. You know what I mean? So notice the medical science is listing inflammation as a problem post-heart attack, but does not have any recommendations or therapies to prevent the inflammation before the heart attack. Now, inflammation manifests before chronic disease. Therefore, anti-inflammatory lifestyles is what we should be invested in to prevent cardio events and all kinds of, internal medicine issues. Your anti-inflammatory lifestyle, like your Mediterranean diet, is going to be very helpful. So an anti-inflammatory diet, or one that increases oxidative stress, an inflammatory diet that can increase oxidative stress, shortens the telomeres, they said. Cuts your life short. Think about this. Wow. So this includes refined carbohydrates, fast foods, processed foods, sodas, artificial sweeteners, trans fats, and saturated fats. So a diet with a large amount and variety of antioxidants will improve oxidative defense and reduce your oxidative stress and slow telomere shortening. So consumption of, they say, 10 servings of fresh and relatively uncooked fruits and vegetables, mixed fiber, non-monounsaturated fats, omega-3 fatty acids, cold water fish, high-quality vegetable proteins tend to preserve the telomere length. In addition, it is advised to reduce your total daily calorie intake and implement an exercise program. So, and if you think about it, when they do cultural studies all over the world, they find the people in the Mediterranean don't have cancer, heart disease, or diabetes. It's all about how they eat. So, now the report in November 2020 at the National Library of Medicine Biotechnology, they said astragalus root has a long history of clinical application. This means that scientific research is dissecting a lot of medical or medicinal herbs for their potent compounds to make new drugs from. And one of the compounds is a polysaccharide. It's called an APS, or polysaccharide. It's considered a multiple pharmacological property and the most important to science these days. So what the report is saying is science intends to use polysaccharides from astragalus root and other herbs to make drug therapies for different diseases. So patients will be led to feel that they're more comfortable about the drug being told it came from a natural plant source. However, that is really not typically what ends up in the pharmaceutical product. They make synthetic copycats of the polysaccharide for efficiency and for the limitless availability of the compound. But synthetics are not the same as natural compounds and isolated compounds. They work differently in our body when they're stripped of its whole food state, alkaloids, mineral content, and other things. Now, here's a list of the potential drug therapies they want to make from just the polysaccharide. They want to make immune system regulation medicines, anti-aging medicines, anti-tumor medicines, regulating blood glucose medicines for type 1 diabetes, anti-inflammatory meds, antiviral meds, diabetic meds, anti-fibrosis medicines, antimicrobials, and also anti-radiation medicine.
Gee.
Now, of course, yeah, I know. Of course, this current research is really based on theory at this point, which is, needs to be proven, hopefully without fraud. And this new drug is in an injectable serum that they're using. So according to the National Library of Medicine Biotechnology Center, they mentioned the modification of the astragalus root polysaccharide compound. Science is saying before they jump all the way in and start manufacturing nearly a dozen drugs with synthetic compounds, such as your APS or your polysaccharide, they want to conduct more research. They also state that they want to test if they can add more of the herb's modified compounds into their patent to try to enhance function. Now, at one point, they elaborated on the anti-aging benefits and the possible use of drug for prevention or cure for cancer, especially anti-tumor activity. So wouldn't that be something if they leaned on a drug to cure an herb to cure cancer?
But, you know, I got to say this. Why would they start using natural when there's no money in natural? I mean, got me a question that'll be just curious.
Well, they can. And that's what they used to make drugs from in the 40s and 50s. But
right.
The patent laws are such that there's a certain level of change that has to happen. So it can't be identical to the natural form to get the patent.
Okay.
So they have to change it just enough so they can get a patent.
Okay.
So it won't be what God made when they're done. See? They said this, our product is a natural drug and therefore suitable for long-term use in patients with chronic disease, and the new drug offers almost no toxic side effects. Notice the word almost. See, they've changed it. It's a synthetic compound now. It's really not a natural. They kind of, it's sort of like you took an original document and you put it on a copy machine and you made a copy. And when you look at the copy closely, there may be lines in it and stuff from the toner. It's not original to
right.
the first document. So there's slight differences. So this is what happens when they make synthetic copycats of you know, God's chemistry. So if you want to know what's in their injectable astragalus root drug, you tell me if you think this is natural. Because a serum needs a preservative in it. It requires also maybe refrigeration, and it has a short shelf life if that's the case. They have hydroxypropyl glucose, which examples would be coloring agents, fillers, preservatives. They also have a stabilizer. Examples would be sodium alginate, sodium carbamethanol, cellulose, gar gum, locust bean gum, carrageen, gelatin, and pectin. But they don't say which one they're using. They also say methyl cellulose, which is a thickener agent, silicon dioxide or silica, which tends to come from plants, and cellulose, usually a plant or wood pulp. They said the dose-response relationship is an important factor in the prevention and treatment of disease. Thus, the precise control of the dose while exerting its various pharmacological effects requires further investigation. At present, the injectable form of the APS has been used to assist in radiotherapy. Chemotherapy plays a synergistic role in reducing toxicity. It's a natural complex compound. Thus, the greatest current challenge is research to this extract and get specific components and identify their precise target. So they're still working on it, but they're taking credit for God's work here.
Of course.
But basically, my takeaway is natural is better. Natural herbs, medicinal herbs, I think are safer, gentler on the system than your pharmaceutical varieties. However, when you isolate a plant compound, they are missing vital nutrition to help it work properly. But science is willing to sacrifice that and risk side effects in order to secure a patent. So I personally stick with using astragalus root in its whole food state. It's an herb that does offer synergistic properties to it. Therefore, you can pair it with a wide range of other medicinal herbs to magnify power. Ginseng does the same thing, Pastor Butch. So this is why it is an excellent herb. Herbalists tend to pair that. It's an immune system support, helps with immune function. Yes, you can use it with your anti-cancer herbs as well if you'd like. So, and that's what a natural healer does. It'll pair astragalus with things like dandelion root for cancer because it magnifies the power of the herb. And science thinks it discovered this all by itself. But herbs like this have a long empirical history, and it's passed down from generation to generation. You pass on what works. That's what you do. So
absolutely.
Yeah, so I love astragalus root. We pair it with American ginseng and one of our other immune support herbs, either our immune booster or adult echinacea or children's echinacea, and it makes we call it our three amigo pack. It's what we call it. And it's a nip it in the bud thing, so if you take it at the first sign you're not feeling well, within 2 hours you feel wonderful. So it works right away.
Wow.
God's herbs are really good.
You know, if we would have enough common sense just to stick with nature and nature's natural foods and not get hooked on fast foods and MSGs, there, and we didn't know, I understand that. But if we would have enough sense and to realize that, we could cut out 95% of the sickness in this country.
Right. And you're absolutely correct about that. Internal medicine disorders usually are a lack of minerals, and our produce is 50% depleted. Plus, you're taking prescription drugs; it flushes minerals right on out of you. So you're behind the eight ball there. I do want to mention we just started our Friendship Day sale. It's 20% off, runs through the end of the month, so it expires on the 31st of July. And details are on our website at thepowerherbs.com, or they can sure call in and say, "Hey, I want to get the discount." And that number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And, you know, be empowered, because God's herbs are good.
Wendy, you are a pleasure to listen to. You absolutely know what you're talking about, and I can tell that you enjoy understanding these things and sharing it. I can tell that you have a joy in your heart doing that, and that makes it a blessing. So thank you for everything you do for so many people.
Well, I want people to be well. In the kingdom of God, everybody's going to be well. That's going to be a blessing.
Yeah, I think probably we'll probably eat pretty naturally there. I do believe that. I do believe that. But Wendy Wilson, thank you so much, honey. Give us your phone number one more time.
866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Good to be with you.
And the special, like, well, we are at time. All right, sis, I'll see you next week, Lord willing, on Wednesdays. Have a great weekend, okay?
Will do.
All right. Folks, back at the break, I think we joined Miss Melody. We got a lot to talk about, So hang in there. Don't go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, folks, we are back. And we're glad you have with us today, and I mean, Daddy, of course, it is 21 July. Can you believe we got only got a few days left, 10 more days left this month, and it's going to be going, and then into August. My, this year is going to be fast. We're joined now by Miss Melody Cederstrom. I have to say this about her. She's one of my favorite ladies in the world. She's up right above board and always busting her buns, but she's always in a good mood to talk to, so it's a good pleasure to have her. Melody, come and join us.
I have to be in a good mood?
Well, it doesn't hurt.
There's no point in being in a bad mood, right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly right. And, folks, if she sounds a little funny, she got allergies bothering today. That's why she sounds a little bit funny. But anyway, go ahead, Melody.
Well, yeah, I'm sure I do sound a little bit funnier. But, hey, it was great to have Wendy on today. It was great to have Greg Hunter on earlier this week.
Oh, yes. Yep.
And I went. Did you do the market report?
I did. Went through all the markets and through the metals. Gold down a little bit, but you know, gold is still holding on pretty good. It's not too far away from another record, to tell you the truth. It's hanging on pretty good.
You know, it really is.
You know?
You know, let me take a peek at what the dollar did today. I mean, it's now 101.06. Up a little bit in the past week. Remember, we broke 100.
Yep.
And now we're at 101. So it really did have a big turnaround, and you're right, with gold only dropping, you know, 10, 15, 20 bucks, that's incredible for the dollar to do that much, and gold only responded a little bit. So that is pretty good. There's a lot of things that were going on today. A lot of talk about the UPS strike.
Yeah, I've got that coming up, yes.
Yes. Well, wasn't today the deadline?
I don't know if they're going to, you know, I read that, but I don't know if it's a day or it may, I guess it was a day. Day is Friday. I keep thinking it's Wednesday. I'm sorry. It's supposed to be a day. Yes, 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 yes.
How many fingers do I have hold? No. I guess it's July 31st.
There you go. There you go. Oh, the time goes by so fast. But
I knew there was a one in there.
But it's July 21st, and again, we're about through another month. But, yeah, I think so, and we're going to discuss that a minute. If they do go out, it will make a difference in shipments, and we'll discuss that in a little bit. But I remember back, they did it back, I think it said 25 years ago. I remember that. I worked for a company that shipped all their products, but UPS had to go to mail. Mail did pretty well, but nobody cared much for getting the things to the mail. They wanted UPS back to work. I remember that. I do.
Another top story we will probably talk about is how Russia is pounding the Ukrainian food export facilities.
Yes. Yep.
You got that on your list?
I got that coming up, and it's an article entitled, if I can find it here very quickly, something about food shortages. Yeah, it says, that's not it. But it's about food shortages coming up. It's not just Russia. Global food problems are about to get much worse. Michael Snyder. It's a very good article.
And, you know, I saw a brief, those little things that go across the bottom of your screen. This was actually, I believe, CNN. And they had on there's over 300 pharmaceuticals, medications that are in short supply.
Yeah.
And Pfizer. That's a lot.
Hit. It is. And Pfizer just got hit, too. Yep.
You got that, too?
I got that, too. Well, I got the Pfizer being
Well, why do I need to be here?
Because I would love to hear you talk.
Yeah, okay. And you know what, this heat wave that everybody is having, hasn't anybody linked it to perhaps the fires in Canada blocking out the sun? I mean, doesn't anybody think that probably has some sort of an impact? For
would
as long
it,
that it has been going on.
Blocking the sun make it hotter?
Pardon?
Would blocking the sun make it hotter?
No, it changes the weather. It changes the jet
the weather,
stream and everything. It changes.
It does do that, yes.
It does.
Yes, it does.
So, I mean, you know, and plus you have the elite who talk about blocking the sun.
Yep.
They think it's a great idea, but it has major implications on weather. I mean, it doesn't take rocket scientists to figure out. It's just a little bit of common sense. As far as so is that maybe having an impact on some of these bigger rainstorms that we're having and so forth? A part of it? Maybe it's not all of it. But I'm sure that it is adding fuel to the fire, or to the weather, I should say. It's just a thought.
Well, anytime man messes with nature, he messes it up. That's just the way it is. God had cycles set for a purpose. But now, there's one, as they say, when the reason they're spraying all these metals in the air now is to block the sun, reflect the sun, cool the earth off. I don't think it's working that way at all. At all. But anyway, you go ahead.
And Tony Bennett died today.
Yeah, I know.
He was one of the last of the crooners. And he's been out, but you know, he really, I'm not a fan of Lady Gaga, but I'll tell you what, when she sang with him, they were good together. They really were.
Yeah, Tony Bennett, I never cared much for the style of singing, but he was out there and he was been around a long time, almost 100 years, and almost 96 years is a long time.
Yeah, yep. I liked his music. I liked the crooners.
So you like Frank Sinatra and all of them, I guess.
I do, yeah. I appreciate them more now that I'm 39.
39 and older. So I like the Everly Brothers.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, we know that. Was that the only one that you liked?
Oh, no. I liked some others, too. I liked the Platters and some others. Because, you know, people I'm mentioning right now, most folks listening have no idea who I'm talking about. But they had some fantastic groups in the 50s and early 60s that had harmony like you wouldn't believe. And I didn't know when the Beatles. I didn't like the Beatles. But I liked the Everly Brothers and songs like Dream, Dream, Dream. And oh, no. I mean, those were just songs you listen to and relax. But, yeah. That's what I grew up with, and I like bluegrass and country and western, the oldies. I grew up with that also.
And there was a new Gallup poll out, and then I'll let you take over. There was a new Gallup poll. Belief in five spiritual entities edges down to new lows. Did you see that?
I didn't read it, but I did see it. Yeah, share that with us.
The percentages of Americans who believe in each of five religious entities, God, angels, heaven, hell, and the devil, have edged downward by 3 to 5 percentage points since 2016.
Wow.
Still, majorities believe in each, ranging from a high of 74% believing in God to lows of 59% for hell and 58% for the devil. About 2/3 each believe in angels, 69%, and heaven, 67%. So... Yeah, that's in 2001. Belief in God. I guess it's this same Gallup poll. It was at 90, and
wow,
now we're
that's
74.
Quite a drop. Gee,
yes,
that is quite a drop. That's a sad statement too, Melody.
Heaven dropped from 83. To, it looks like, 67.
Gee, that is sad. That's sad.
It is. Angels went from 79 to 69. And hell went from 71 to 59. What's interesting is the devil went from 68 to 58, but in 2000 and looks like 2000 and let me get back. It actually increased from 2001 to 2006 or 7. Isn't that interesting?
Huh.
Don't know why, but.
Well, I'm afraid society is losing the whole idea of evil and good and sin and righteousness. I mean, they've just about lost it. I guess it's, as it wasn't, the Bible said, it'd be like it wasn't day of judges, everybody doing what's right in their own eyes. So what's right is none of your business what I think, Mel. It's what I think's right. So if I want to do what I think's right, that's my business. But that's people see that today, and that's how they live today. How dare you judge me? I mean, it's just the way it is. There's no more set standards for right and wrong, and that's why America is so confused about everything, and that's how the wicked are winning.
And they ask about God. It would be interesting if they had separated that out as a Christian.
Yeah.
Versus other gods.
Right. I agree. Good point.
Good point. I found that interesting.
Well, it's not a good indication, but I'm glad you shared it. No. I saw that, didn't read it because I didn't know they don't want to know it, but now I know it anyway.
Well, you know what? Party identification, Republicans is 87%, Democrats is 66. There you go. Tells you a lot.
It does. We'll see what happens in a year or so. You know, a year and a half, see what happens. What people vote, what they say. We will see.
So,
anything else you want to share, Miss Melody?
No.
Well, there's a lot of news going on here, and I'm
going
to share
couple
of them.
What's taking you so long?
I couldn't get that woman to shut up. You know who she is, right? But, anyway. But I hope you folks realize we have fun with each other on the radio. I hope you see that. But anyway. Article here by Chuck Baldwin. I'm going to read the whole article. I don't have time to, but it's about gun control and car control. Very quickly, Massachusetts is soon going to be, if this becomes law, the most anti-gun state in the country. Matter of fact, this article is going to say if you live in Massachusetts, you might want to get out while you can, because they're going to be the most restrictive gun ownership rights in Massachusetts, any other state in the country. 21 years and older, can't even carry a semi-automatic shotgun or rifle, and you cannot carry concealed on your own property without special permission. Yeah, that's Massachusetts, folks. And in Tennessee, now who would have thought that Tennessee would be this way? But as he writes here, wolves in sheep clothing, Tennessee Governor Bill Lee is introducing red flag gun confiscation laws that would strip Tennesseans' God-given right to keep and bear arms for the kinds of medication they take. Now, and I'm going to just read some of the things. Mel, this is really true. These are some of the things, if you are flagged with this, they'll get a red flag gun control law on you and take your guns. If you have post-traumatic stress disorder, you lose your guns. If you have anorexia, you lose your guns. Premenstrual syndrome, eating disorders, nerve pain, male sexual problems, insomnia, postpartum depression, fibromyalgia, hypochondria, chronic headaches, attention deficit disorder, sleep disorders, personality disorders, or obesity. Any of those. You can lose your guns in Tennessee if this becomes law. And one prominent Southern Baptist leader named Brent Leatherwood is all about it. So if you go to Southern Baptist Church in Tennessee, or any Southern Baptist Church, you tell them that this gentleman, Brent Leatherwood, should not be behind the pulpit. So mainly, a lot of those disorders and all these problems, I think they would just about wipe out most people with owning guns, wouldn't you?
Pretty much.
I mean, it's unbelievable. That's unbelievable, folks, but this is America today. And I'm not going to have time to get into the cars, but let's put it this way. The World Economic Forum admits that taking away everyone's car is their actual goal. Now, I don't have time to get into all that, but it's coming, folks. And back in the 1950s, a guy named Nikita Khrushchev was the premier of Russia. He said, "We will take America without firing a shot. We will bury you. We can't expect the American people to jump from capitalism to communism, but we can assist their elected leaders in giving them small doses of socialism until one final day they wake up and find they're living in a communist government. We do not have to invade the United States. We will destroy you from within." 1950s. And Melody, I think you call it right. What do you think?
Pretty much.
That's exactly what they have done, with more benefits, more welfare handouts, more of all kinds of things. Keep us hooked on the public bottle, so to speak, and say you have it, say you have your little bottle every day, your little nip on the bottle, make you satisfied. That's what it is. It's like a baby with a pacifier. Now, for the last couple 3 months, we've been talking about the BRICS nation meeting coming up in South Africa here next month. And Putin, by the way, is not going to attend because he's afraid he'll be arrested. By international law, South Africa would have to arrest Putin because there's a warrant out for him from the UN countries to have him arrested. But he's not going. But on the other hand, we've been hearing that they were going to go to a gold-backed trading currency. Well, according to this article, the South African BRICS spokesperson said what? It says that they are not going to do that. The BRICS are planning to introduce a new trading currency, which will be backed by gold. The South African BRICS official announced today that the new BRICS currency is not on the agenda for this summit late next month in Johannesburg. So maybe they're not going to introduce the gold-backed currency. Kind of odd that. But anyway, we will see. I mean, we'll just have to wait and see, I guess. If it doesn't happen, that would be good for the dollar. If it does, it's not good for the dollar at all. Comments on that, Melody?
No, there's just so many various stories and reports. People ask me about digital currencies all the time, and it's like, that's not what you have to worry about. You have to worry about, what you already have. Deal with what you know. Look at what's going on around you. These are the facts. And we all know where it's headed, but you can't give it a date and time. Oh, yeah, they're going to do it August 16th at 12 p.m. They're going, no, you can't do that. But we know we're already almost at a cashless society as it is.
Yes, we are.
But they're going to have to, in my view, they are still going to have to eliminate all the cryptocurrencies because it's not going to compete even with a new currency coming out of the BRICS. How are they going to compete with the cryptos? They're going to have to regulate them. They're going to have to do things with them or eliminate them. But then you always have to remember the elite uses the cryptocurrencies.
Mm-hmm.
I hear the music. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Butch.
Okay, I think we
it's your
in.
Program
you,
today.
You took us out. I thought you'd bring us in.
Oh,
okay.
I did? Oh, well.
Yes, you did. Anyway, yeah, I want to hit a couple of things on political issues now. This first one about Trump. Now, I'm just going to make this comment. Folks, I am not pro-Trump, I got to say this. Fulton County, Georgia, are preparing a racketeering charge against Trump right now for supposedly trying to interfere with the election. Now, I don't know they did that. I don't think anybody did anything wrong in that issue at all. But they're after him so many different things now. He himself said he expected to be arrested. Now, that's what he's saying. Whether it's not going to happen, I don't know. But here's my point. Melody, the more they prosecute this man and persecute this man, the more popular he's going to become in the polls.
I know.
They're actually helping him.
I know.
So... again, I'm not a Trumpeteer by any means, but ever since this man said hello before in 2016, before he was even elected, every time from the day he said hello, they've been on him like fleas on a dog. You know, after him and after him and after him. All the time he's in office, they were after him. and they're still after him. So it makes you wonder if it's not so he doesn't know something that they don't want out, or are they really a bit afraid of him? But this is only increasing his popularity. Those who are for him, Melody, are going to be for him no matter what. Matter of fact, he said one time he was in office, he walked down the street in New York and shoot somebody and get by with it. That's what he said. So,
I know. So here we are.
You know, go ahead.
No, I don't understand it. I mean, I understand the attraction for Trump. I really do. He says everything that we want him to. We see him as an underdog. We see him as the one that's getting attacked, and therefore we want to support him. And he says everything we want to hear. That alone should kind of raise your eyebrows. And you're right. They have gone after him. I have a different view of things and why they go after him than most people, or I'm probably the only one who thinks that what I think. But you know, so I don't get it. I wouldn't donate to that campaign. He's a billion. I wouldn't donate to for his attorneys and stuff. He's a billionaire.
That's true.
Where is he now? The first time saying he doesn't need your money, that he's going to use his own. I don't hear that anymore.
So I have no idea what's going on with that, but I do know that DeSantis said Trump promised the walls. He said, I'll build them. Interesting. We'll see. And now.
Well, and that's the wrong approach for him, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, Trump's defenders and supporters are going to be strengthened by everything that happens against him. So you're not going to undermine his support base with that. It's not going to work. It's not going to work.
No. All DeSantis needs to say Trump did what he could to do the wall, and I applaud him, but I will finish the job.
Yeah.
I will get
better.
It built.
Sound a little better.
And this is how. And this is how.
And DeSantis is going after Bud Light. And when I first saw the headline, I thought, what? What for? Then the reason he said going against him does make a little bit of sense. Have you seen that article by any chance?
No.
Nell Ron takes on Bud Light. DeSantis urges Florida's pension fund manager to probe beer giant AB InBev for putting social agenda ahead of shareholders' interest with Dylan Mulvaney campaign. Ron DeSantis wants the state's pension fund to investigate Bud Light makers AB InBev and possibly explore a lawsuit for putting social activism ahead of shareholders during its partnership with Dylan Mulvaney. The Florida governor, a 2024 Republican presidential candidate, sent a letter to the fund's interim director, Lamar Taylor, where he said that all options are on the table after partnering with the transgender influencer called Bud Light's parent company, Anheuser-Busch, a $27 billion loss. We must prudently manage the funds of Florida's hardworking law enforcement officers, teachers, firefighters, and first responders in a manner that focuses on growing returns, not subsidizing an ideological agenda through woke virtue signaling. And he's right on that. I applaud him for that. If he's going after him for that reason, that he hurt the ones who had money invested in that, I'd say he has a pretty good point there. So there's political news today. Trump, they have to go after him, they arrest him maybe. DeSantis says he's trying to protect people's pension funds who are invested in Bud Light or the AB InBev company, and it cost them money because of the Mulvaney thing. I mean, merely $27 billion loss for a company is a pretty good chunk of money.
It is, but it's Budweiser, and they'll come back, you know.
Well, more and more restaurants and bars are not serving it. They're still dropping it. They're not carrying it.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. Now, the UPS strike would trigger pandemic-era supply chain issues. As talks between UPS and union that represents more than 300,000 delivery drivers break down, a strike this summer is looking more likely. That could impact 25-30% of the parcels and packages shipped in the U.S. The Teamsters represent 340,000 UPS workers. The strike does happen. It will be the first since a 15-year walkout by 185,000 workers crippled the company a quarter of a century ago. Since then, UPS has become an even bigger part of the U.S. economy. UPS said it delivers 24.3 million packages every day in 2022. totaling 6.2 billion packages by the year's end. That's about a quarter of all U.S. parcel volume, according to global shipping and logistics firm Pitney Bowes. UPS dug in their heels, and Tim Scher's UPS strike plans emerge could affect 30% of parcels. UPS says it has contingency plans. If staff do go on strike after the July 31st contract deadline, that's the July 31st. But disruptions would still be substantial. Jonathan Gold, Vice President of Supply and Chain Customs Policy at National Retail Federation, previously told The Hill, "You'll have supply chain disruption like we witnessed during the pandemic, potentially, where you won't be getting your deliveries," Gold said. "So those who are relying on the next day, two-day delivery, or whatever you buy online or somewhere else, potentially cannot be delivered." That would be a big hit. It would. The UPS is, in my mind, the premier delivery system in the country. Beats FedEx. FedEx in our area is really not that good. UPS is one that we depend on here. Comments on that?
No, sir.
Okay. I'm going to try to get this article in before we go to the good news story. The good news story is just a little bit lengthier today, but I want to get it in. It's a really good story. Global food problems are about to get much worse. This is by Michael Snyder. "It's just a matter of time before the grasshoppers join the party. In 2023, global crops have been devastated by plague after plague. Farmers in the U.S. and elsewhere have had to deal with seemingly endless drought, unprecedented heat, nightmarish flooding, and horrifying outbreaks of disease. In fact, citrus greening disease is one of the primary reasons why the orange harvest in Florida is only going to be about half as large as it was last year. It has just been one thing after another for our farmers, but ravenous hordes of insects have been one plague that has been noticeably absent from the list. Unfortunately, that has now changed. This recently a swarm of grasshoppers that was so enormous that it actually spotted by weather radar system descended upon Tule, Utah. Normally, we don't see swarms of this size in North America. But the warmer and drier winters that we witnessed in recent years have resulted in a population explosion of these little critters. So now they have returned in extremely large numbers, and when they arrive on a farm, they literally eat everything in sight. This is really bad news because we definitely need more good harvest this year. The global food crisis just continues to get even worse. As I discussed yesterday, the United Nations is telling us that 2.4 billion people do not have enough food to eat right now. So what will happen if global food supplies get a lot tighter than they are now? On Monday, Russia decided to suspend the grain export deal that it had with Ukraine. Russia announced on Monday that it was suspending a crucial deal that allows grain to be exported from Ukraine to countries in Africa and the Middle East. Moscow claimed that the deal had only benefited Ukraine and that Russia's exports, such as wheat and fertilizer, had been blocked from foreign markets due to Western sanctions. The Black Sea Grain Initiative, brokered by the UN and Turkey, has allowed 36.2 million tons of food to be exported from Ukraine since August, more than half the developing countries, according to the Joint Coordination Center in Istanbul. So now there will be even less food to go around. I don't think that this deal would have collapsed if the Ukrainians had not been able to restrain themselves. Instead of limiting hostilities to the war zone, Ukraine just keeps hitting civilian targets deep inside Russian-held territory. For example, Ukraine just conducted yet another attack on the Kerch Bridge. A Ukrainian security official has claimed Kyiv's responsibility for an attack on the bridge linking the annexed Crimean Peninsula to the Russian mainland, a vital supply line for Russia's war effort in Ukraine, and a personal project for President Vladimir Putin. It's a war, and so the Ukrainians are free to do this. But the Ukrainians should not expect that the Russians will just stand by and allow them to export their grain through the Black Sea if civilian infrastructure is being targeted. Hitting civilian infrastructure is not going to help Ukraine win the war, but it does greatly upset the Russians, and now Ukraine cannot export grain to the Black Sea any longer. Global food prices have risen to crazy levels, and they will soon go even higher. A consumer group in the United Kingdom has alerted the country's authorities to the parabolic spike in food costs over the last 2 years, requesting immediate action to protect consumers amid the country's unparalleled cost-of-living crisis and surging inflation. According to a report published on Sunday, listen to this, folks, by the consumer group Which, WHICH, some food costs have risen 175% since 2021. The organization discovered that food and drink costs grew by 25.8% on average between June of 2021 and June 2023 after investigating eight large department stores, including Tesco and Lidl, It happens. It stated that the figure would drop throughout an examination of 21,000 food and beverage products. This is a real problem, and there's no solution in sight. In fact, as I've extensively detailed, global famine is on the way no matter what your leaders do now. But most people do not want to hear such things. Most people just want to hear that everything's going to be just fine, and the mainstream media dutifully obliges day after day. Melia, that's rough, and I think he's right. What do you think?
Yeah, he is. And is that enough to go to war?
Well, it's certainly starting that way, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a
reason. Hungry people get desperate.
Well, I don't know, Butch. I think everything is okay.
All right, let's just go back. Let's go fishing.
Okay. All right. No, now, I mean, and you know what? A lot of people will die.
Oh, yes.
I mean, look at these poor. You know what? As much as we see the faults of this nation and where we're headed, we are still very blessed. We've forgotten what so many parts of the world look like. And when you have situations like this, yeah, a lot of people will die.
Very true.
And all because of politics, all because of money. All these situations are just created by governments, and it's not going to change in the future.
It's all about greed and control.
You know, it's the same thing that they've had thousands of years ago. Same thing.
It is. Now I'm just going to do it on a bigger scale.
Yeah. And you'd think in the modern world that we are, things could change. But no matter how loud a lot of these people say it will change, it's not going to change.
No, it's not going to change. It's going to get worse. And in a way, some good news. Chick-fil-A employee gives homeless man his own shoes, says God told him to do it. Hearing God's voice and obeying it is very difficult for most grown-ups, much less of a young teen. But when God prompted Chick-fil-A employee Levi Jones to donate his shoes to homeless man, this brave 18-year-old obeyed him. Levi Jones, along with others, had noticed a homeless man sitting out of a restaurant under a tree, but it was only Levi who responded, that too for a very special reason. Chick-fil-A employee Levi Jones saw a homeless man, Walter, wandering around the restaurant. Instead of calling the cops or chasing him away, he listened to the voice of God telling him what to do. Walter was sitting under a tree close to the Chick-fil-A building in Columbus, Georgia. Levi says he had his eyes closed. Looked very tired, and he added, I went over to him. God led me over there to speak to him. He approached Walter and asked him how he was doing and if he could get him any food. He then noticed that the man didn't have any shoes on his feet. God spoke to the Chick-fil-A employee to give him his own shoes. The Lord told me to give him my shoes to him. That's exactly what I did, he said. Levi did not argue with God, and neither did he reason it out, as he needed his shoes to work his shift. But as Levi says, he moves when the Lord tells him to move to, and he just did that. You know, I'm a Christian, and I claim that wholeheartedly, he said. After taking off my shoes, he realized that God had chosen him for this reason, because he had hidden Walter wore the same size shoe. He also gave Walter a meal and his favorite drink, Dr. Pepper. But now, when Levi returned back to work, he did not have any shoes to wear. But God provided him, and the management found him some shoes to wear, even though it was four sizes too big. But Levi did not complain at all. Todd Kalish, operator of the Columbus, Georgia Chick-fil-A, said that what Levi did would have made Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy proud. Truett told us, always obey your kind-hearted impulses. When asked why he did what he did, Levi said, I love Jesus. And as his son had called to live and walk just as fast on the earth, the young man said, Jesus hung around homeless people. He said, I did too. So anyway, he gave him his food and a debit card to buy his next meal.
Oh, how sweet that is. We need to listen, folks, and then obey. We'll be right back. Well, we won't be right back. We'll be right back tomorrow. No, Monday. What day is today?
Monday,
I was listening
right to
that story too much. We'll be back on Monday. I know that. So until then, be safe. Good night and God bless.
Well-being man, I would not.